When I think back on those years and the, my studies in botany and mathematics and stuff, and working here at the Miller Garden as a gardener for Betty Miller, I was very interested in the, as my experience here developed, in that position of running a garden. The only one in the area was the Arboretum. I knew Brian Mulligan fairly well. I spent a fair amount of time kind of wandering the Arboretum a little bit. We certainly used it in the botany classes that I took at the university.
How did you get to know Brian Mulligan?
Well, both through those encounters as well as I, I knew of him back then as a student, as an, a research assistant to Dr. Hitchcock. We took botany classes to the Arboretum. I knew him and Joe Witt. And then later, but I guess to stay in the thread, was that here's the only garden, public access garden in the Seattle area. It's owned by the University of Washington or the city, and but run by the University of Washington. And I thought, gee, that would be a great job to take Brian Mulligan's job, because he was no youngster at that moment of time. But at the same time, I was working here, and I was aware of the fact that the Arboretum was having difficulties. And budgets were constrained, and I think as a consequence of that, budgetary issues and a few things that were happening at the Arboretum, like what was going on in the Arboretum Foundation. I was not a member of that group, so I don't have any direct knowledge of what they were doing, but what I was hearing was that the Arboretum Foundation had to some extent a vision of its own for the place, separate from the vision of those who were running it for the University of Washington. And I think the thing that was disconcerting in those years, if you visited the facility, you could easily walk into the office of the Arboretum Foundation thinking that was the office of the garden. But the office of the garden was actually like a little further down the building. And so there was this kind of aura of who's really running this facility? Is it the Arboretum Foundation or the Arboretum staff? And so I kind of concluded that, you know, I'm not sure I would want that job. Betty Miller and what I consider her gang of 15 saw this financial plight of the Arboretum and decided to create the Friends of the University of Washington Arboretum, I think around 65, 66. And she talked a little bit about that while I was working here. And I remember the kind of pride in that the results of their financial efforts, fundraising, plant sales and things like that, every cent of that went into the Arboretum's budget.